That's what I can remember.
Okay. And what might be, like if somebody had a diamond ring, what are some slang expressions for diamond ring? Do you know of any?
Yeah. I want a ring with a piece of ice cream.
Okay. Anything else?
Huh?
Anything else? Okay. All right, now I'm talking about clothes a little bit now. What would you call shorts that are knee-length? They're about knee-length, either men or women.
Bermuda shorts?
All right, would you call them anything else? Would it be the same for both men and women?
I don't know that.
I mean, you know, would they both be called Bermuda shorts?
I don't know.
Okay, would you call them anything else?
They used to call some knickerbottoms.
Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers.
Okay. How about some shorts that come down about here, you know, lower than the knee and higher than the ankle? You ever seen anything like that?
Tail pushes.
All right. When were they popular?
Oh, they was popular back in the 50s.
Okay. All right. How about if the shorts are higher than the knee?
Higher than the knee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because... Oh, you say short shorts?
All right, anything
else? Hot pants?
Okay, any other kinds that might be like that?
I can't remember.
Okay. How about, what would you call clothing that's previously owned by someone else?
That owns by someone else? Hand-me-downs?
All right. Yeah, clothing that was previously owned by somebody, you know, somebody else.
Secondhand clothes?
All right. And if inside of a family, for example, a younger person got an older person's clothing when they grew out of it, you know, what would you call that?
They always say, I don't want nobody hand-me-downs.
Okay.
That's all I ever heard of.
All right. And what would you call clothing that's just... very fashionable and good-looking clothes. What might you call them?
Sharp.
Sharp? All right. Did you ever say like sharp something?
Oh, yeah. That's sharp.
Just that's sharp?
Mm-hmm.
What might someone use to store winter clothes in the closet, you know, for the summer? You know, if they want to store their winter clothes.
In mothball bags.
Okay, would you ever call it anything else? Would you call those bags anything else?
I call them clothing bags.
Okay. How about, is there any difference in that kind of bag, in the type of bag that, like if you sent clothes to a cleaner's?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, do you have any names for the ones that come back in the cleaner's?
I don't know, plastic bags.
Okay. How about sometimes you see some people traveling and, you know, they have these big bags they put over their clothes. You know, not for storage and not that comes back in the cleaners. Would you call that anything different?
I would call it a traveling bag. That's all I know.
You know, the kind that hangs up.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, how about shoes? Can you just name various types or styles of shoes? Either men's or women's.
Sandals. Slippers. Pumps. Boots.
How about if a person was going to play tennis or something like that?
Oh yeah, tennis. Tennis shoes, all right, sneakers.
What was that again?
Sneakers.
All right. And how about if a person was going to work, what kind of shoes might they wear?